The passages present laws for priestly holiness and sacrificial offerings from Leviticus. Paired with a New Testament declaration about Jesus as the perfect high priest, and a psalm describing the qualifications for approaching God, the core theme is the requirement of ritual and moral purity for those who serve and draw near to the Lord. The main characters are God, Moses, Aaron, and the priests, with God establishing regulations for the Aaronic priesthood and the Israelite community during the wilderness period following the Exodus. In Leviticus 21, God instructs Moses to tell Aaron and his sons, the priests, specific laws to maintain their ceremonial holiness. Priests must avoid ritual defilement from contact with the dead, except for immediate family. Must not engage in certain mourning practices like shaving or cutting their bodies. And must marry women of good repute. The high priest faces even stricter rules, prohibiting any defilement for the dead, and requiring him to marry a virgin. Furthermore, any priest with a physical defect is barred from offering sacrifices, though he may still eat the holy food. Leviticus 22 details laws to protect the sacred offerings. Priests in a state of uncleanness must not eat them, and the offerings are restricted to the priest's household. It also commands that all animals presented as sacrifices, whether burnt offerings, fellowship offerings, or freewill offerings, must be physically without defect or blemish to be acceptable to the Lord. The New Testament pairing, Hebrews 7:26, contrasts this by declaring Jesus as the high priest, who is inherently holy, blameless, pure, and exalted. Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4 responds by asking who may approach God, answering that it requires clean hands and a pure heart, free from idolatry. These regulations establish a system where access to God is mediated by a priesthood bound by stringent laws of physical perfection and ritual purity, and by sacrifices of unblemished animals. The trajectory points to the inherent limitations of this system, which the New Testament identifies as fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, the perfect and permanent high priest. The psalm shifts the focus from external ritual requirements to the internal moral condition necessary to stand before God.